I'd now like to introduce another Iraqi exile to speak to you, Fawzi Ibrahim, a lecturer and a trained union activist. Fawzi.
Today, the world is more dangerous place than it was 3 days ago. Today, there are more orphans, more widows, more widowers, more parents without their daughters and sons. And tomorrow, depleted uranium will take its toll on the living and those who are as yet to be born. This is the legacy of George Bush and Tony Blair. The whole world is united as never before against this war of aggression on Iraq. This war has been launched in defiance of the world, and the world will never forget and will never forgive. And what is the justification for this war? If it is Tuesday, it's mass weapons of mass destruction. If it's Wednesday, it is terrorism. Huh? You pay your money and take your choice. The fact is, there is no justification. There has never been in modern times a war for its own end, not as an end to a means to an end. The truth is that the war is for the control of oil in Iraq, the creation of a puppet regime, and in the words of Donald Rumsfeld, to teach by example. And wars make money. Every bullet that's fired, Uncle Sam takes a dollar. Not to mention the lucrative contracts for the reconstruction of Iraq. The more destruction there is, the more reconstructions, and the more money is made. This is the logic of capitalism and imperialism. We are told that the people in Iraq and Iraqi exiles are in favor of the war. We are told that people in Baghdad cannot wait for a missile to hit them. We are told that they can't wait for the next B-52 to drop its bombs on them. Let me tell you one thing. There is no one in Iraq or outside, there is no Iraqi, man, woman or child, that does not understand the imperialist nature of this war. When asked about the onslaught on Iraq, on Baghdad, Dr. Strangelove lookalike, Donald Rumsfeld, said, without a hint of irony, that a lot of humanity goes into targeting. Semi-humanity. We saw it on the screens last night. The last thing that the Middle East needs is yet another war. We already have one, that of the Israeli government against the Palestinians. We do not need another. In a clumsy attempt to pacify the world, George Bush agreed to a so-called roadmap. He probably thinks it is an A to Z in downtown Baghdad. A roadmap, a road to nowhere. We are told that our Prime Minister took the double of his life when he decided to go to war without a second UN Security Council resolution. It may be the gamble of his life, but he's not gambling with his life. He's gambling with the lives of Iraqis and the life of British troops. He brought shame upon Britain and destruction upon Iraq. Mr. Blair, we shall not forget, neither shall we forgive. Your time is up.